This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Sydney's Hope 103.2, right now it's time to do this.
Lifting the lid with Sam and Duncan.
Michelle Morrow is a veteran homeschool mum of 18 years. She blogs about homeschooling in Australia and helps people interested get started. So today, we thought we'd lift the lid on homeschooling and try to understand the pros and the cons of it. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, Michelle. Homeschooling is really growing in popularity. What are some of the reasons parents might choose to homeschool their kids?
I think some children, school has really failed them for whatever reason. They might have been bullied or had some sort of issue that they've just haven't been able to resolve with the school. Or a lot of families also contact me about travelling around Australia or overseas, and they want to know how they get registered to do that. And then a lot of people just learn about it for the first time and it really appeals to them, so they decide to give it a go. And then there is a growing number of kids where they have special needs. And they feel like they can tailor the education more to the child's particular needs when they homeschool.
Can you? So when I was never homeschooled as a kid, but I always thought of homeschooling as, you know, you roll out of bed in your pajamas, you get straight into it. Like it was a convenience thing. But I've never really thought about what does it look like practically. Like, do you follow the same lesson plans as there are in schools? Do the kids still have a 9 till 3 school day? What does it look like?
Well, I think some of us do just roll out of bed in our pyjamas and start lessons. So that definitely happened in my house. But we do have to follow the, in New South Wales, you have to follow the NESA curriculum, and the inspectors come around to your house and make sure that you have a plan that follows that.
Yeah, great.
But we can introduce our own things as well.
Okay. Is there homework when you're homeschooled?
Well, I suppose everything's homework.
But
you don't tend not to assign extra work. There's just the work that you do during the day and then pack up books and that's it. So, it wouldn't even be 9 to 3. Most schooling can be done within four or five hours.
What would you say some of the challenges are to homeschooling?
I think one of the biggest challenges is because you are with your kids all the time. And so all the responsibility falls on you, and that can be stressful because you feel like if it doesn't work out, I can't blame the teacher. Then there's the financial sacrifice that you make if you have to give up a career or one person has to be home more to homeschool your children. So that, you know, you could go to a single-income family or one person, you know, is only part-time. So that's obviously a consideration why many people choose not to do it. But then again, if you're paying a huge school fees, you get rid of those school fees as well. So, you know, it's a trade-off.
Absolutely. Michelle, I'd love to ask you, what did you enjoy most about homeschooling your kids?
I think because I just had a regular public school education that wasn't, you know, overly fantastic. I've really enjoyed learning everything again with my kids. And so we all went on a learning journey and we all read these fantastic classic books and we all went to Shakespeare plays and we all, you know, did art lessons. So for me, it was a time for me to also just enjoy learning with my kids and, you know, as a family, travelling the learning journey together.
Fantastic. Michelle Morrow, thank you so much for lifting the lid on homeschooling with us on Hope Breakfast.
My pleasure. Thank you, Sam.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.